All right, it is Thursday morning. A little light snowfall out there. We are at the all-new Wadham's McDonald's. They're celebrating the grand reopening. We're here until 10 o'clock this morning. All eyes will be on the Senate floor later on today. That is where Senator Al Franken is expected to address whether or not he will be resigning. ABC's Brad Milkey on the line with us right now. Brad, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
A lot of drama here, isn't there?
Well, that's right. And the Senate floor will be open for business in about 2.5 hours from now. That will be the earliest chance that Al Franken will get to announce what's going on with him in the future. Right now, multiple Democratic sources on the Hill tell us that, yes, he is expected to resign, but his own office has not said what exactly this announcement will be yet.
I guess what's interesting is he's going to do this on the Senate floor, right? I mean, it's not a press conference in his office or in Minnesota. It's going to be right there in front of his colleagues.
I was going to say, in front of more than 36 colleagues who have called on him to step down. This started with just a few, though, just a few female Democratic senators. Notably, Kirsten Gillibrand was one of the first people to come forward on Facebook. This after a seventh accuser accused Al Franken of improper contact. This was yet another case of unwanted kissing that this unnamed accuser said Al Franken put upon her. And that's what led Kirsten Gillibrand to say enough is enough. She was joined by about 36 of her colleagues. And that's when this really spread like a wildfire. You could tell that they were pushing a decision upon the other members of the Senate. And all of a sudden you had lots of Democrats, even several Republicans, men, women, even the head of the Democratic National Committee, Tom Perez, said Al Franken has to go.
Yeah, it certainly seemed like a coordinated effort yesterday. It was one tweet after another.
Well, yeah, and we had heard later, after this really started, that, yes, a lot of these female Democratic senators had gotten together and said something's got to be done and something's got to happen quickly. And so then when you did have that seventh accuser, and by the way, there was an eighth who went on the record yesterday shortly after this all started, that is when these women decided now is the time.
The irony here, Brad, is that Al Franken may be leaving the Senate today. Roy Moore may be entering the Senate next week if he's elected in Alabama.
Yeah, a real dividing line right now, and Democrats have been trying to highlight this. I mentioned the Democratic National Committee. The head of it, Tom Perez, said there are lots of differences between Democrats and Republicans. This is just one of them. That, of course, was a shot not just at President Trump, who's endorsed Roy Moore, but his rivals over at the Republican National Committee, who have not just gone on board with the president, but they are sending money to Alabama, actively trying to get Roy Moore, who's been accused of not just groping, but of molesting a 14-year-old, of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old waitress, of having inappropriate relationships with a number of teenagers, that he is still being supported by, you know, influencers in the Republican Party, and the fact that people like Mitch McConnell have called for Al Franken to step down, but this week have also said, well, I'm not an Alabama voter, so I'm not going to weigh in on Alabama. That is the wedge right now that Democrats are trying to drive.
Yeah, it is, like I said, going to be very dramatic, I think, today when Al Franken takes to the Senate floor, if he does, as he said he was going to, and very, very, very well announce his resignation. Brad, thanks for the update. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.